This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our series of lessons on great lessons from great failures. Today we study about King Ahab, a great and wicked man who indeed was a great failure, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 22. This account tells us about the conference between Ahab, the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And the king of Israel, who was Ahab, said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And so he then asked Jehoshaphat to go with him to do battle, so that they might capture Ramoth in Gilead. But Jehoshaphat asked if he does not have a prophet that he might inquire of, so that he may know God's will in the matter. And Ahab brings in a great number of his yes-men prophets, men who were not truly faithful prophets of God. But Jehoshaphat was not satisfied, and he says in the 7th verse of that 22nd chapter, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord beside, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And so he calls Micaiah, whom he had in prison, and brings him before him so that Jehoshaphat might have the opportunity of hearing a man who is faithful to the Lord. And at first, Micaiah tells him to go ahead, but it's clear that he's using irony or sarcasm in his voice, for King Ahab tells him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And so then Micaiah tells him, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd, and the Lord said, They have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace. And now note the reaction of Ahab to Micaiah telling him that he would be lost, destroyed in the battle. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? You see, the truth of the matter is, Ahab, just as many other people do, did not want a prophet who would tell him the truth. He wanted a prophet who was a liar, just as much as if he might put an ad in the paper and cry out, Wanted a liar to be a prophet. Let's raise the question, why do men like liars for preachers or prophets? Well, one reason they like them is that they flatter them. They strengthen them in their decision to do as they please. They help them to be comfortable while we do it at the same time. It says, peace, peace, and there is no peace. He will attract the multitudes, and then he will be in the biggest, perhaps, and the most social church around. Men like liars, and very few men truly do like a man who will preach the whole counsel of God, as every preacher is instructed to do in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Why do we dislike the one who preaches the truth? Because the truth humiliates us. We like liars because he flatters us and strengthens us in our decision to do what we please, but the man who preaches the truth humiliates us in a sense. The faithful preacher of the gospel must reprove, rebuke, and exhort. He's got to show people they're wrong in their lives and in their doctrine. He's got to show them they cannot be saved unless they obey the Lord Jesus Christ upon the basis of their repentance. No man can truly be proud who sees the truth about himself, and that applies to any and every one of us. There isn't a single one of us that will spend eternity with God, but what will be so by the grace of God, not because we're good, not because we have earned it at all. We do not like the one who preaches the truth because he proves false doctrine to be wrong, and some of us love our neighbor's feelings more than we love their souls in the Lord, and because the truth causes us to be among the few, as Jesus taught and referred to in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and because the truth shatters our faith in our decision to do as we please. You remember that Jesus said in Luke 6:46, Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? We do not like those who preach the truth because he causes us to be uncomfortable while we go ahead and do what we want to do. Ahab tried to disguise himself out of fear for what Micaiah told him, but it didn't succeed. It happened just as the faithful prophet of God had said it would. Let us all learn this great lesson to love the truth and hate error and not vice versa.